Beer Belly Society, a show where two lifelong friends get together, drink beer, and bullshit. I'm Robert. Welcome to the society. Woo-hoo! Come on, spare fingers, do something.
Spare fingers.
I know. What movie did that come out of? It. I just love it.
It's that cheerleading movie.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's right. That's where I stole it from.
Bring It On.
And it was a coach.
Yeah.
Yes, spare fingers.
One of my sisters laughed so hard.
Uh-huh.
Watching that movie when it came out. Because she said that, oh my God, that's Angel.
I love it already.
Yeah.
For sure. I don't know. See that.
Can you?
I can see it.
These are not spare fingers.
Dude, you got
it. These are spare fingers.
You got to go like this. Spare fingers.
I never got the connection. I never understood it. I know I'm weird, but.
You're a weirdo, that's why. That's not really the weird part. You would do some dumb shit. That's all it is.
I already wear all black as it is.
You're not a weirdo. You're just not scared to do dumb shit.
I'm scared to do a lot of things, but when it comes to like stupid shit,
you're all over it.
Yeah.
You're like, the stupider the better.
But when it comes to public speaking, I'm like,
paperclip in your pocket. That's the trick.
That's a trick.
Paperclip in your pocket.
Paperclip in your pocket. Yeah. What's that supposed to do?
So you put your hand in your pocket.
Yeah.
And you play with the paperclip.
Okay.
It keeps you from you know how a lot of people when they feel awkward,
mm-hmm.
they start moving their hands like in awkwardly positions, awkward shit.
Yeah.
You keep a paperclip in your pocket. And you're up on a podium, hand in your pocket, and you're literally just messing with the paperclip.
Would it look like you fucking playing with your dick?
No, because most of the time in a public speaking situation, there's like a podium in front of you.
Oh, that's true. I guess.
That, like, legitimately, that's like a recommendation
to fiddle with something in
your hand.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah. Well, I do a lot of like in front of people
stuff. I've done some public speaking. I've gotten better over the years.
Yeah.
But I do a lot of hand gestures now.
That helps, and especially to try to animate like a conversation, keep people engaged.
Yeah,
but I was never big on big hand gestures.
I become big on that.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like most of the big public speakers, they're like elaborate.
Yeah,
and they speak and they're like, they're like, oh shit, he means business.
Last time I did like a big one with like dozens of people at work, I had a translator.
A translator and then one doing fucking hand signals,
like my hand gesture was all over the damn place.
You became a public, you were an official public speaker.
For 5 minutes, yeah.
You see? Paper clip in your pocket. That, imagine I'm naked.
Oh.
That never worked for me.
No.
Swear to God, it just made it worse.
No.
I got distracted.
Ooh, titties.
Paperclip worked much better.
I never heard that. But okay. You learn something new every day, I guess.
Just because it's a fiddle factor. Like you're
like a fidget.
Yeah, okay. You just got something in your hand.
Oh.
It keeps it from looking awkward.
Yeah. I used to have a fucking like a fidget ring.
Same shit.
Yeah, because I fidget a lot.
Same concept.
I have my legs shake constantly.
Uh-huh.
Like, I like restless leg syndrome, and I'm always fidgeting with shit.
That's exactly what the paperclip is for.
Oh, okay.
Basically, same concept.
That makes sense.
Uh-huh. It worked for me.
Well, you've been you're a natural, like, speaker. Like, you're from the beginning, you knew how to talk to people.
No, I just had a lot of practice at it.
Oh.
Since I was a kid. I was a performer.
You fooled me.
I was a...
That one time we were practicing in the garage, you were so smooth, I ended up with my pants down.
I'm like, at you. That story was supposed to be between you and I.
Oh, damn. I'm like, I just became a groupie right now.
A groupie! And your pants dropped. Oh, yeah, no.
I'm like, is this supposed to happen?
What the hell? Shit.
I thought we were rehearsing that one song.
That's how quick I work.
You were gifted.
Nah, but it's real shit. I was doing like performing as a kid. I wasn't like Jackson 5 doing fucking guitar and dancing, but I was still doing parties and performing.
Yeah, you told me.
So
for those that don't know, I was a balloon artist, and back then I was a clown. Full-blown get-up, big shoes, the whole thing. And light magic. Woohoo. I could pull a coin out of your ear. If you were five, it would be amazing.
Well, I'm an adult. Can you put a quarter out of my bun? Do magic.
You never know. I'll do magic, you clown.
I just want to hear.
Oh, shit.
And then a little quarter sound.
You want sound effects and everything. Look at you, fool.
I'm an adult. All right.
Sorry.
It's hard to surprise me nowadays.
I won't pull a quarter. I'll pull a beer out of your butt.
Oh.
There you go.
And make sure it's a hazy.
Whatever. So where we go today?
So we went to Bear Roots Brewing Company in Vista.
Bear Roots Beer Company in Vista.
Brewing Company.
Brew Company.
Brewing Company.
Brewing Company.
Yeah.
I'm going to get this right before the end of the show.
Bear Roots Brewing Company.
Bear Roots Brewing Company. Yeah. I know where I went.
Did you?
Absolutely.
Oh, you had a nice interaction with the bartender, too.
She was cool.
Yeah.
I liked her.
Yeah.
I know if she listens, you know, we could hang out.
Maybe.
You know, you never know. We'll all have a beer.
Yeah.
But if you're married, keep it to yourself.
But you just kind of low-key said, call me.
I would never.
You're single. I don't know who gives a fuck if you're single.
Don't get me in trouble, fool.
Hey, you do you, all right? Let me do me? Yeah, well, you do you.
Whatever, she don't even listen.
Hey, probably
it's all right.
Yeah, it's all right.
We gave her a business card.
We did.
We'll see if she listens.
And you took a picture with her.
I took a picture. We'll post it.
Yeah.
Are you going to tag the brewery?
Always do.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And then at the bottom, I'm going to leave a comment. Call me. No, but on a real note, it was a good interaction. It was a good night. Yeah. We got taken care of. We got flights. We got way too much beer.
Yeah.
We just didn't. We had so much alcohol that day. We ended up going.
We made a stop somewhere before hitting that place. So.
I know.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to mention it. Yeah. Sorry.
Who cares? I mean, we ate.
We had food.
We had food. So kind of had a lot of beer too afterwards. We felt like kind of, oh, what the fuck did we do? But it was a good night.
It was.
Yeah. So whatever. So Bear Roots Brewing Company established in 2014. They're located in Vista. And yeah, they've been around for almost 10 years. What the fuck?
I got to pull out my notes about this
place. And there's
place.
Two locations, and they're all like in Vista. And I guess the place we went to wasn't the main one.
It was like a tap house.
I think it might have been a tap house. I don't know. It's whatever. So we had flights. We practically had every beer in the menu. I think it was maybe like two beers that we didn't try. And it varied. I mean, you had IPAs. You had like this strawberry kiwi, I think, beer. And I don't know. Their menu was all over the fucking place. There was a couple that we didn't care for. We didn't like. There was a couple that were like, oh, shit. Okay, it's pretty good.
We try everything on the menu. We try to try as much as we can. Yeah. And a lot of times the beer, not all the beers for us.
No.
Like, so, you know, we have our strong points, the beers that we like. And we're always going to love them. And then we try beers that we normally wouldn't drink. But because we want to do you guys right, we try everything that we can, like a good spread.
And that menu was small enough for us to try most of the beer. So
to try a full spread.
Yeah. So it was everywhere. So,
I had beers that I liked and I had beers that I didn't like.
Yeah. So
I had beers that I was like, oh my God, I can't.
Yeah, I think it was that pineapple beer. That was my least favorite. I forgot the name of it, though.
Why can I not find my notes for this?
Well,
place?
While he's looking for his notes, I want to talk about, since this, if you we'll post a picture of it, but the main picture on their growler that we got, it's of a bear. Looks like a fucking grizzly bear. And it reminded me of that story I heard years ago. And they made it into a movie that's going to come out soon. Cocaine Bear.
Cocaine Bear.
You ever heard of it?
No.
Cocaine bear. So it's a
real... Why do I need to know about cocaine bear?
So it's an American black bear that consumed, I think it said, like 50... So what, 76 pounds worth of cocaine?
76 pounds?
Yeah.
Pounds.
Pounds.
You Googled this?
It's Googled it.
Pounds.
Pounds, yeah.
Bro.
It was like kilos of pounds.
76... 76 pounds?
Yeah.
Like in one sitting?
I don't know if it was one sitting.
Dude, like fucking a couple little snorts will kill somebody.
But we're bitches. This is the fucking bear, bro.
Pounds though, bro?
Yeah.
Like if you had said they fucking lined up 76 lines for the bear, like I wouldn't believe you right now. Uh-huh. But pounds will get the fuck out of there.
I'm Googling it just to confirm right now, okay?
There's no fucking way.
All right, let me see here. All right, so interesting facts. So if you guys can Google it, but the cocaine bear, also known as Escobar, was a 175-pound American black bear that overdosed on cocaine in 1985.
Okay, so he overdosed though? He's dead?
He died.
He died.
Yeah.
But he did some crazy shit before he died.
Well,
shit. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, I would assume.
So, how many pounds did he consume?
Okay. Cocaine Bear was briefly famous in 1985 when he was found dead after eating roughly $15 million worth of cocaine.
$15 million worth of cocaine?
Yeah.
So, how much in 1985, what was 15 million pounds of cocaine? Because that was like totally Scarface era.
So right there, look. So it was from a duffel bag that I guess a fucking smuggler just threw off the plane.
Was it Scarface?
Maybe.
Antonio?
So,
what's his name? Scarface?
So just south of Tennessee, Georgia, state line, sprawled next to a ripped off open bag, sprawled next to a ripped open 10th bag, all of his coke, about 76 pounds was gone.
76 pounds. Yeah. Fuck.
Yeah.
Imagine the party he threw.
Yeah.
All to himself.
Yeah. It's a cocaine bear.
He had a rager.
And I think that they got his body in there right here. Like I'm looking at a picture of it, of this a bear stuffed. They made it like a taxidermy.
Uh-huh.
And they have it like, that's an exhibit.
So, all right. So what did what did a bear on 76 pounds of cocaine do? if he didn't have a night as a fox berry or whatever the fuck that movie, if it wasn't like at least a good party night, I don't know, bro.
Oh, man, what can you do?
What did he do? What's the movie going to be about?
Well, the movie is just fucking like a fucking coked out bear. And if you watch the trailer, which I know you haven't watched, this motherfucker is out there fucking just chasing people, killing people. He's on a fucking rampage. He's like Scarface on bear mode.
Nah, because it wasn't a gold gun.
Even Scarface didn't have a gold gun.
Yes, he did.
No, he did.
He had a gold gun at some point, I remember.
Scarface.
I swear it was that movie. But I was heavily intoxicated when I watched this movie.
Gold gun, Scarface. I've seen that movie like two dozen times.
Isn't that the big fight scene? Isn't that a gold gun? Like a gold, like AK or something?
No, he had like a fucking, I don't think so.
I'm going to watch this movie. I have it.
Yeah.
I'm going to go home.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch it. Uh-huh. And I'm going to call you out on the next show.
I can Google that shit right now.
Google it right now.
All
right. The Scarface had a gold gun.
If you're right, and I didn't know this, I'm going to be super disappointed in myself because it's one of my favorite movies.
It's one of my favorite movies, too. I kind of think he had a gold gun. But 76 pounds of cocaine, and if the bear didn't at least have a dancing night, how long did it take him to die?
I did not get to that part. I saw like 5 minutes, maybe. I mean, that much cocaine, you have a heart attack. It's like instant.
I just want to know how long it took him.
I don't know. They eventually found the body, but like I think they found it months later. No, it wasn't a gold gun.
Man. Yeah. Then I don't know what movie had a gold gun.
Yeah. Well, I do know the gold AK.
A gold AK on what movie?
I don't know. But look, back to Cocaine Bear.
Cocaine Bear.
So 76 pounds worth of coke guns, $15 million worth of cocaine gone. This happened in 1985. It was only 175 fucking pounds.
So do you know whose cocaine that was?
It was a smuggler. I didn't go to details like that, but it was a smuggler who fucking threw that shit off the plane. And they fucking landed, I guess, where the fucking bear lived, and bear had some fun.
Man, imagine if, like, there was, like, this guy up in the mountains just found it. Dude, how many millions of dollars was it worth?
15 million.
In 1985, dude. 15 million? In 1980, I was born in 1985.
You're old.
All I know is that when I was like 10 years old, when I, for some reason, I remember one of my tias renting an apartment. It was like $400 when I was like 10 years old. So I can't even imagine what like a full-blown apartment would be at in 1985. And if you have $15 million.
Man, that was... I saw a meme, and they had a picture of the bear, and like they tell the story like this bear consumed like this much cocaine for like 15 minutes. This was the apex predator in the world.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Dude, wired.
Yeah.
Probably the fastest bear in the world.
Probably. It probably fucking crossed.
Flash status.
It probably fucking ran the entire state in 5 minutes before it fucking gets knocked out.
That fool thought he could fly.
Imagine what was going through his fucking head.
Dude.
Like, the first sniff is like, I love cocaine.
No shit. Imagine, dude. That was, I don't even, like, it would take so long for a human to consume that much cocaine. Imagine
76 pounds of cocaine.
Yeah,
that would. I don't know if somebody could do that in their life.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
I mean, like, you wouldn't have a very long life if you spread that shit out through your whole life. I would assume, because I've never done cocaine, but I've seen people who do it, and like just two lines, and people are just fucking wired for fucking a while. I don't see how doing 76 pounds within the course of a lifetime is possible. Yeah. It's a fucking those two little ass lines that someone's wired for fucking for a while.
For the record, in all my lifetime of like dumb shit that I've done, I tried that shit one time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, not for me.
Well, that's kind of a good thing, because I heard that freaking if you take a lot of it, you just become impotent.
No shit. Yeah. Oof. I tried it one time, dude, and I'm a stoner.
Yeah.
There's no fucking way I could ever be on coke.
No? Nah?
You're too wired, fool. I was like, for starters, I don't think I did enough.
Uh-huh.
For starters. Second, I was definitely younger.
Yeah.
And I like, just wasn't for me. I don't think I liked the feeling, obviously, because I didn't keep doing it.
Cocaine Bear would be so disappointed in you right now.
Right? But I have a friend that I used to work with, a coworker, and this will go on bingers, disappear for a week, bro.
Yeah, sure that's coke and not crystal meth?
No, it was coke.
It was coke?
100% coke. Okay. Because whenever we would go out, yeah. Like this was a time when I was a little younger, we do a lot of business at TJ.
Yeah.
I don't go to TJ nowadays. But
HK.
Huh?
Yeah.
What?
HK?
Oh yeah. HK is still there.
Okay.
Now it's like fucking they took over like the whole block.
Okay.
So either way, that this dude would disappear for like a week, but we would go out and he always had coke on him.
Did?
Always offering to like that, so I know it was coke.
Mm-hmm.
He would disappear though, dude. He'd go on bingers and all of a sudden he just be gone for a minimum of 3 days.
I knew somebody like that, but it was crystal meth.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were gone for like 5 days and come back and sleep for like 2 days. Yeah.
So this fool would disappear at least every other month. The only reason he kept his job because he was real like homies with the manager. The only reason he kept his job. But dude, he would disappear hardcore.
Yeah?
Yeah, good for he'd
him.
Be gone.
Good for him.
Good for him. Bueno.
Yeah? All right. So we're going to try Birria Felicia. That's the name of the beer that we got to go.
So what do you? I don't think I wrote down what I had there.
Oh, but, well, like we'll post the menu.
And I took a picture of my tasters.
Okay.
I'm using the phone to record today, so I can't. But we'll post a picture of what I tried. It was 5 beers or so, 6 beers. And I just remember that I honestly didn't love half of them.
Okay, look, so I got the picture of the menu right now. So, I mean, without going step by step, each beer that I had, I could tell you my least favorite right now.
You remember?
I remember. The Pineapple Express.
That was my least favorite, too. That was
my least favorite beer, too.
And that was the bartender, Kiana, right? I wrote down Kiana.
Okay, yeah.
So, Kiana, that was her first recommendation. And maybe it was just a little too... It reminded me almost like just a really hoppy, just really strong, like almost acquired taste IPA.
Yeah, I couldn't even finish the taster. And even the manager was with us. She couldn't even finish it
either. And I'm an IPA guy. It was an IPA, right?
It was a New England IPA.
Yeah. And it just, you know, and it again, our opinions are totally based on our personal, like, what we like to drink. So you may go there, try the pineapple, and love it.
And okay, and just gonna like balance shit out. My favorite beer that I had over there was Giving Bear.
And what was that one about?
That was let me see here. It was a red ale.
Red ale.
Yeah, that was on top of my list.
I don't remember all the names of what I had, but I remember that there was one that was popping for me. There was one that I really hated for sure, and I think it was the first one we talked about. Yeah. And then the rest kind of just felt like it was hit or miss for me. But again, I'm just to be fair, like I'm really like stuck on right now. I've been doing a lot of browns and darks, and just straight like hazies.
Yeah.
So anything that doesn't fall in that wheelhouse hasn't been getting big points with me. FYI, so don't. Try it. Go out there. Try it for yourself. See what you think about the Pineapple Express. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
And check it out. Let us know if you like it. You could love it. And I'm really open to that idea. That's the great thing about what we do.
Pineapple, personal preference, but then Giving Bear was probably on top of my list what I had over there. But you go over there and be like, nah, this isn't the least. This is my least favorite one.
You know, and it happens. There's some beers that Angel loves, and there's some beers that he loves it and I hate it. It's a matter of opinion and taste. Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to pour me my beer. You were going to be a gentleman. Yeah,
shut the fuck up. You always complain when I pour your beer. Like that one be like, there's no fun with that one.
There's a perfect amount.
Okay, whatever, bitch. All right, so... So while he pours that, in current events, you hear about that cop in Tennessee.
Let me laugh a little more. Ha! And then the husband. Yeah. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
After fucking that, dude, she went through the whole goddamn police station.
Yeah. Well, think about it like this. I think that police station, they said, was about 80 cops employed.
Yeah.
She went through like 5, I think.
Bro, people on the internet are so mean. There was a fucking, like, you know, like they do the squares?
Yeah.
Okay, like the squares, like Brady Bunch squares?
Yeah.
And they had a bunch of squares with, like, her and then all the dudes. And then they had a fucking dog, bro. Get the fuck out of here.
I think because one of the cops was a canine cop.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even know that.
She backed
the blue. Are you serious? She
backed the blue.
Oh, man. You know what? Good for her. Get it.
Good for her.
Get it. And the husband?
He's sticking around.
He's
sticking around. I heard his name in the car. I heard he's like a park ranger or something like that.
Dude. You got a hair in there for you. But, dude, I can't believe. Could you? Okay, so tomorrow. Not even. Let's say it was in public.
Uh-huh.
Let's just say it was in public, okay? Right. Not public. And manager, this is a hypothetical. I have much respect for you, and I don't mean this for you, but it's just a question. Uh-huh. So let's say the manager, you heard this.
Uh-huh.
She went out, shit related, like this happened.
Yeah.
Would you stay with your wife?
No.
Right? And that's not even on a public level.
Yeah.
If it was public,
twice as bad.
Yeah.
Well, would never.
Maybe they're into that shit. Maybe they have an open relationship where, like, he did his own thing and she did her own thing times 10.
But you don't think that that would be something that the guy would say immediately?
Maybe, but at the same time, maybe they're trying to, like, minimize the embarrassment, which is, I think, is beyond repair at this point.
But if that was the case, real shit.
She won't even be able to get a security job.
Let's say that was the case, though, that they had, like, an open marriage.
Yeah.
For me, as the guy, to, like, because imagine, you know his group of five friends. The group chat, bro.
Yeah.
The group chat?
Yeah.
No mames.
Yeah.
So I would have to immediately address it publicly, say, oh, yeah, no, we have an open marriage. Immediately. That would be like one of the first things I would have to personally do in order to take the brunt of it.
At this point, maybe you just have to shut the fuck up and let the lawyer do the talking.
You think so?
At that point, I mean, I'm pretty sure lawyers are involved because
social media sucks, dude. That's like, hey, we're putting ourselves, people who didn't even realize that we're putting ourselves personally in the limelight. Like, let's say this takes off, we're super busy, we're popular, and people are gonna fucking start looking at us. You can't do dumb shit, dude. Okay? Because you're the one that does dumb shit.
Like what?
You do dumb shit.
Like what?
In general.
Like an example.
And you twerk.
Okay.
No, but
that might get us a sponsorship.
Right? No, but I'm saying, like, you would be very, like, the goofier, the better for you, and you just wouldn't even think about it, and you would do something goofy and funny that somebody would be offended in.
Well, in today's society, you can't say
everybody
shit.
Gets offended.
Yeah, everyone gets offended by anything nowadays. But like, people probably get offended at me talking about a fucking bear that just fucking died of cocaine.
Yeah, right. Respect the bear.
PETA activist or something like that. As much as I love animals, I mean, this cocaine willingly took cocaine. This bear willingly took cocaine. Yeah.
But you know what I mean? That's what I meant by that. That you would do something goofy that you thought was funny.
Yeah.
And somebody could totally, like, take it the wrong way.
Well, I'm not going to bust a fucking train.
Well, obviously. Like
this fucking bitch did, obviously.
Obviously, but dude, that's funny.
Yeah.
And they're doing all. Like, poor girl. She got hers at the moment.
Yeah.
But now she's living the aftermath. She will always be that chick.
What? You know, I heard. This is all internet shit right there. But I heard that this came out because she was bragging about. To one of the guys she hooked up with, she was bragging that some other guy she hooked up with had a bigger dick.
Shut the fuck up.
That's what they say. I mean, if it's true or not, I don't know. This is all internet shit, but that's like the first thing. Because I was curious, how did this come about? Somebody had to say something.
Obviously.
Somebody sent the wrong, someone sent the picture to the wrong person or. You know,
but they were the group chat got out.
So I don't know, but they said that this one guy got butt hurt because of what she said and he snitched on her. And,
what a dick. So he got his. Then he got sad because he was a big dick? Is that what you're telling me?
That's the rumor, dude. That's one of the many internet rumors, but that's the most common one that I found.
What a dick.
And at the same time, I'm like, why the fuck are you talking about some other dude's dick that you fucked or dude that you fucked?
Yeah.
You know? So that's stupidity on her part if she really did that.
They were Eskimo buddies.
Half the police department walking around giving each other high fives. Eskimo!
Oh, man. I wouldn't be able to be married to her.
Oh, man. Why? I don't know. I don't know her personal life before this shit got out. But fucking, I mean.
And then, like, I don't even want to be mean. But she's not even that cute.
She kind of looks like Morty from Rick and Morty.
That doesn't say much for guys. I'm just saying, guys, you guys got to have higher standards, you police officers.
You know.
You're so right. I saw that meme where they have them side by side. Oh, man.
Oh, geez, so Rick. Oh, geez, Rick. What are you?
So what's happening to her? So she lost her job?
Well, obviously, I think they're, I don't know. I don't know if they're suspended or pending the investigation or if they're fired. I think they're fired.
What am I drinking?
You're drinking Birria Felicia.
And what's the percentage?
4.8. So it's a light beer.
What kind of beer is it?
I think it's a lager. Let me double
check. Let's find out because I'm about to take my first sip.
Take your first sip.
No, I want to know what it is.
It's a lager.
All right. Lager. I don't like lagers. Don't judge me so harshly. Or don't take my opinion so harshly.
The way he drinks that, apparently they were doing it in a police station, like in the gym, and it's like they were, it was everywhere. They were like setting DNA samples everywhere. Yeah.
And CIS was involved?
Yeah. It was, you know what they always find, right? Semen.
So, first thoughts on it. Probably my favorite beer yet.
No shit.
Out of all of them that I tried.
All right, let me try it then.
I like it. All right. It's so I was drinking earlier. I was drinking from
Rip Current
Brewing Java Storm Coffee Imperial Porter. And following it up from this to this, it's a really smooth transition, first of all.
Yeah.
And maybe that's why I feel my opinion is what it is.
Okay.
It was like a good, it was a really good transition from there to here. So I like it. What do you think?
Not a fan.
Really?
No. It's too light for me.
Yeah.
It's too light for me.
You're 100% dark beers.
Yeah.
So I get that.
When we went out last night, I was just drinking nothing but dark beers. Uh-huh. Right? So, going from that, and right now, before doing the show, I was drinking an IPA.
Uh-huh.
So this, going from dark beer to IPA to this, it's not my cup of tea.
This was a really good transition right now. I'm really enjoying this beer.
I mean, I'll finish it.
See, that's so weird. Just because our taste buds are so different right now.
Yeah, But I would never go back to it. I'll save the rating till the end, but I wouldn't go back to it.
I think because of the setup and how I got to this beer, I like it.
Okay.
I'm definitely going to give it a higher score than you are.
Okay.
I still stick by what I said. This is probably the better beer I've tried there.
Okay. And that's totally cool.
So
I don't agree with it, but you know that's the beauty of it.
The good news is that no one cares about what you think.
The manager cares because she has to.
She has to. She married you.
Yeah.
So she made a point to care.
Yeah.
You know, it happens. Too bad.
Yeah.
Sorry, manager.
I can live with that.
So we did. I wrote down notes. I wrote down that the bartender's super knowledgeable. At least she made me feel like she was.
She was cool.
What do you think?
No, she was cool.
We asked her questions.
We did, and I feel like she answered it, but I feel like if she was only... Okay, this was a Friday night that we went.
I wrote down the word bubbly. Is that a good way to describe her?
Yeah, she was fun. She could tell she had a fun personality. So, I mean, she was cool.
Happy and bubbly. I also wrote down... I gotta stop hitting on her on the show. I wrote down a few side notes. I like her hair.
With hearts.
She has cute hair. Beer are okay. Not bad. Not great. But as of right now, so far, I found a favorite.
Okay.
So, that's all I got, basically.
In their theme...
Location is good.
The theme is kind of like forest, kind of like country.
Uh-huh. At least at that spot.
Yeah, there was two locations in Vista. So the one we went to was in downtown Vista, I believe. So they had the bear theme, the forest theme. So I thought that was pretty cool. It's pretty different to what we're normally used to.
Uh-huh. I like the place. That one was a little cozy, but it was a good vibe. For a Friday night?
Yeah.
It wasn't bad at all.
I didn't know freaking downtown Vista was so ghetto, too.
So ghetto, is that what you said? Yeah. Downtown everywhere is ghetto.
No, but I feel like you go to North Park or downtown La Mesa and all that. Like, you see people here and there, but like being in downtown Vista, I'm like, this is borderline fucking almost reminds me of National City.
I grew up in National City, fool. Yeah. You don't know nothing.
Well, I live close to National City, but when I'm looking outside, I'm like, oh, so this is the kind of neighborhood it is in Vista.
Hey. You know what? For the record, fuck you, dude. You live in a ghetto-ass neighborhood.
Yeah.
And you got some nerve to talk.
I deal with crackheads here.
That's why you got dogs.
Yeah.
Because dogs and crackheads don't get along.
No, they don't.
They don't come near. No.
And I got video of them walking up my driveway, and then they hear the dogs, and they go, oops.
Okay, yeah, they turn around and go.
I'll come back later.
Uh-huh. Like, never mind.
Yeah. But, nothing against the place. It's just what I saw outside.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was a kind of, it was a Friday night. People were out bar hopping. I was like, I wasn't expecting that in downtown Vista. It's like, nothing against the establishment, nothing against the brewery. It's just something that I just noticed.
That's every downtown.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
Not bad at all. I enjoyed it. It was a good trip overall. We hit two places that night. We had beers and dinner at one. And then with them, we followed up with just beers. Yeah. And then we headed home.
Yeah.
I think it was a good trip.
Yeah.
I felt like a third wheel date night.
It's all right.
It happens.
You're right.
Almost every week.
You know, when we go out like solo, because we went out the night before.
Uh-huh.
Adulting, buying furniture and shit like that.
Oh, shit.
Fucking, it might have been the same day. I don't remember. No. Whatever. It doesn't feel right when you're not around. We got so used to you being a third wheel.
It's been a full year of it, practically. Yeah. We're like 2 weeks away from a full year.
Yeah.
You realize that, right?
Our first episode aired on the 13th of February.
Yes, but we shot a couple episodes. We recorded a couple episodes prior to that.
We did.
So, officially, we started in January.
We did. So, like, technically, it's been a year.
Yeah. Because we were two shows that didn't make the
cut.
Do you still have them?
I'm sure I still do in the computer somewhere.
I think 1 year, we, like, this is... When we hit our, like, the show that we record on the 15th, the week of the 15th, that's, like, cycles a full year for us.
Yeah.
I definitely think we should possibly maybe not only drop one of those, but maybe both of those.
Yeah. Maybe, I mean, it's sitting there, so.
I think maybe you should go through, tweak it, and we label it. First attempts, basically, or something, and we post them.
Maybe on our Patreon.
There we go. Yeah. Patreon. I like that. We can put on a Patreon. We got a couple patrons that every month support us. We appreciate you.
Yeah.
Anybody else that wants to sign up, it's very affordable, a couple bucks a month.
Yeah.
And it will help to support our drinking.
Yeah.
It gets expensive.
It does.
We didn't even realize it was going to be this intense when we got started.
I'm working so much overtime right now.
Right?
Yeah, all right. So, before we get to the rating.
People, we are looking for a sponsor. Sponsor packages come as low as one episode. You can sponsor one episode. We drop your name a couple times. Thank you for the sponsorship. And very reasonable prices, as low as one episode. And we'll have some packages for multiple episodes. Let us know. Please DM us. We'll be more than happy to talk about it.
Just a small thing that I just thought about right now. So this whole cocaine bear thing.
You still on a cocaine bear?
This happened in 1985.
Uh-huh.
It's 2023. They just now made a movie about it. How long do you think this cop thing is going to be into a movie? I mean, Pornhub probably already has it up.
Pornhub would be easy. It would be faster.
It's probably already there.
But I don't see. Okay, for starters, I don't. So here's my opinion, real quick. The bear topic. I don't know how they're gonna get 2 hours worth.
It's probably gonna be like an hour, 15 minutes, hour, 20 minutes.
Either way, what are they? So, was there enough documented stuff, like legit stuff, that they can be true story documented about this bear?
Well, I think that's mostly this is more of a like gruesome, dark comedy kind of thing. They're just making it into like a making it fun for the viewers.
So, question,
yeah,
because you're doing this, so this is like something that comes to mind automatically.
Yeah.
Is it more like a documentary style?
No.
Or like a full-blown movie?
It's a full-blown movie.
Is it animated?
No.
I don't. So, how the hell are they going to get a fucking bear to do some crazy shit for a movie?
Cocaine.
They can't give the fucking bear cocaine for the show, for like their movie, bro.
I got no other explanation. I'm not in Hollywood. How the fuck am I supposed to know? CGI, motherfucker.
I just don't get it. Like how... So I'm going to watch this fucking movie?
Yeah.
Just because I want to know what the spin they took on it.
Well, and it's gruesome. I saw the trailer. It's gruesome. It's gory.
You saw the trailer already?
Yeah.
You know what the problem is? That you come up with these ideas...
Yeah.
Like the day after we fucking record a show and you don't tell me nothing. I could have watched this trailer already.
I told you this shit like fucking 30 minutes before we started recording.
Bro, 30 minutes?
You could have taken the shit and watched the trailer. And then, yeah, there's no toilet paper.
I just want to know. So it's not animated.
No.
I would think animated would be easier to animate this.
Yeah, probably.
And like by animate, I mean like a whole Avatar vibe anime.
Something like that.
No? Nah. You wouldn't like that?
Nah. I mean, the Avatar kind of thing is just not my thing. You know, like if you're going to do animation, like I would prefer like a Rick and Morty kind of thing. Family Guy kind of thing.
I already pictured it. That's the sad part.
Yeah.
Cocaine Bear.
And that's the title of the movie, too. I think
bro.
Cocaine Bear.
I would love it in anime because I could just see like the bear like, hey, you got a credit card?
Well, like, I mean, like, I don't know. It's like the first thing when I thought about when I heard Cocaine Bear and I heard the trailer, I'm like, the first thing I imagined was that. A bear chasing you with a white nose with a heart on.
Why a heart on, bro? Yeah. That's the first thing that comes to your mind?
I thought two things are going to happen. I mean, like, either somebody's going to get fucking eaten or someone's going to get fucked.
This guy. No mames. First thing that comes to mind.
That's before I watched the trailer. I'm like, okay, then
people. So what's the trailer eaten. Like? Now you gotta tell
it's
me what
gory,
the trailer
I
like.
I told you it's gory.
But but I haven't seen the trailer. Describe it to me.
No, it's like in what they say. Bear finds cocaine. Fucking just fucking does line after line. I don't know what it just puts his whole nose in the damn bag.
Uh huh.
And it just fucking goes on a rampage.
What's the rampage like?
It's just people getting chased, people getting caught, eating, people going up trees, and the bear going up the tree and shit like that. It's just fucking. It's in a forest setting. It involves hunters, rangers, people hiking and shit like that.
There's only two things that come to mind, which is fucking up this whole story right now. Yogi the Bear. So Yogi the Bear comes to mind, and then fucking. Do what prevent forest fires?
Oh, Smokey the Bear.
Smokey the Bear. Yeah. That's it. My only two fucking like thoughts are coming to mind. So it's fucking up your whole like story right now.
Yeah,
I had a whole fucking like squirrel.
I'm fucking like Smokey the Bear did some coke. Like fuck this shit. Stop starting forest fires.
That's so sorry. Your story, you lost me at. Smokey the Bear.
Yeah.
And what's his sidekick's name for Yogi?
I don't know.
Boo Boo? Abu? Or
Boo Boo.
There we go. That's all that comes to mind. And they did like a live version of that movie.
Did
they? Yeah, it was like animated, but it was like real people. Oh. I don't know how you describe those movies. Do you get it? What I'm saying?
Kind of like what they did with Lion King?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I saw Lion King live.
So, same shit. You saw Lion King live?
Yeah.
Where?
Oh, that.
And why did he go? Was that the manager's idea?
Yeah, it was. I went with her and her cousin.
Did you guys enjoy it?
It's a musical.
Yeah, did you guys enjoy it?
It was, I fell asleep.
Did she enjoy it?
She did.
Absolutely. That's all that matters.
I mean, it was good. It's just like me, like if I stay seated in more than in a one little area for more than an hour, I'm going to nod off. Yeah, it's just me. All right. So ratings real quick. So location.
Location.
1 out of 5.
You're 100% right. The area was very downtown-ish. Like, it almost looked like a few homeless around type shit scenario. Yeah. So I agree with you. But once you walked inside, and the neighborhood was nice, but you just saw, I was like a sketch about a couple things outside, a couple people outside. Yeah. But either way, the location itself, I did like there was parking for a Friday night. We pulled up, we found a parking spot that was near. Second, the location itself, I feel like it was solid, like the venue. So what are we recording? What are we're doing location.
Yeah.
Location, personally, it wasn't great. It wasn't bad. It wasn't the best. I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. Go for it with a 3.5.
Okay. What you said, but I feel like this, the theme, it was totally different from what we normally are used to. So I'm going to give it a four
out of five. Ah, so I'll stick with it.
I like the theme. I like the environment. It was chill. Like you said, the outside area, they don't have no control over that. But but everything else was legit. So service.
So service, I definitely stand by. We got good info while we were there. We were taken care of. She had to deal with a few little side things. Somebody broke some glasses while she was trying to pour us. And it was just, I feel like it was just her that was working the bar.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, she had to run around a little bit. But she kept trying to give us attention. So at the end of the day, she definitely tried to take care of the place.
Yeah.
Everybody. I'll give her a 4.
Same. What you said. I feel like she was just kind of, at one point, she was a little bit overwhelmed.
Uh-huh.
At one point, but she kept a smile.
And she kept engaging with us.
Yeah.
Even though she had to help somebody else, she'd be like, oh, give us a second.
Yeah.
Help them. And she'd be engaging the person she was helping and us to try to keep, like, everybody happy.
Yeah, I felt like if they had an extra person for that night, that would have been perfect. But I feel like...
It
wasn't that busy, but at the same time, there was, like, a little party going on at the end of the bar. And then people showed up, like, randomly here and there. Uh-huh. But she did a good job for...
She kept up.
For the amount of people that were going in and out and with the shit that was going around.
Yeah.
She did a good job.
Kiana.
Yeah, so I give it a 4 out of 5.
Kiana needs a raise.
Yeah.
She took care of it.
Tip your bartenders.
Yeah, tip your bartenders at bare minimum.
All right, so beer. Come on.
This beer, I give it a 4.
Okay.
Right off the back.
All
right. I already said what my thoughts were.
Okay, and I already said mine. I'll give it a 2.
Nobody likes you, dude.
I gave it a 2 because of all the beers I've had this past week, I feel like this is my least favorite.
And really?
I've had everything from porters, IPAs, and we're in a position that we're trying new shit all the fucking time. So this past week, I've tried a lot of new shit.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, so I've tried porters, stouts, IPAs, and I feel like everything that I've had this week in the past couple weeks is probably my least favorite.
You know that I was talking to... I was talking to Javi.
Yeah.
We'll explain who Javi is later. But I was talking to Javi and I'm like, man, at the beginning, like we would go out and like the mission was like drink, enjoy ourselves, yada, yada, yada. Now we go out and we get tasters.
Yeah. we're kind of like wine drinking.
Yeah. We're so fucking bougie now, yeah, man.
A little bit.
We take a little sniff. Yeah. We try a sip.
Like, oh, you smell the caffeine in this porter?
But then we get
a little hint of cocoa.
Yeah, right? So and you agree with me, right?
Yeah, Budweiser, like, smells like ass. A little hint of piss.
Oh, man. But it's so true. You agree? It's happened?
Yeah.
Overall, like, obviously we go and we find, like, a beer that we really like. We'll drink it.
Yeah.
But lately, we've been getting a lot of flights.
Yeah.
A lot of, like, just little 5-ounce pours.
Yeah.
Just because we want to... Thank God, because if we went out there and tried like 15 full pours of something, bro, on one night, we have a problem. Yeah.
We'll probably end up in a hospital or in jail.
Yeah, yeah. So we're responsible. Yeah. We're grown-ups. All right,
there you have it.
That's it.
Beer, bears, and cops.
Beer, bears, and cops.
And orgies, I guess.
And orgies. Yeah. For the record, I have not seen one thing about orgies. She just liked to get around the offices.
Yeah, whatever. But, I mean, what can I say?
I've seen
shit locally where nothing like that, but I've seen shit locally.
Dude.
So...
I've heard stories
that
I probably can't repeat.
Yeah.
But that scenario happens in a lot of places.
Yeah.
The reason we're hearing about it is because it was a police department.
Yeah.
If it was like fucking Sherwin Williams, we wouldn't even hear about it. Let's put it that way.
I'm gonna beep.
Huh?
Beep.
Name drop. But you know what I mean? Like, just we're hearing about it just because it's like a police department.
Yeah.
You want to have so much faith in the police department, and that would be one of the last things you're expecting to hear.
You never know, the recruitment level might jump up after this story over there.
And the sad part is, imagine how, okay. Real shit. Because that's like a basic instinct of life in general. Like, sexually. Like, if you're just very open-minded and that's your thing, you might sleep around a bit. I guarantee you that this is not the first time or the last time that something like this happens. But social media... like takes these things and just rolls with them, yeah, bro. Well, yeah,
but in a month from now, people will be like up to the next best thing.
But they already done the ruined damage, a person's the damage is life.
Done. Yeah, the damage is done.
Yeah, yeah. Like that chick. What's the dude that got caught fucking with a chick in a car? The Mexican cat. You're looking at me with deer in the headlights.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking
about.
You
haven't seen this one?
No.
So there's another one going around basically of this chick that got caught by a chick and a mistress got caught fucking around in their vehicle.
Oh, is it a big girl?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen
so that one.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you realize what, so after the fact, they were saying that dude cheated on that current girlfriend that caught them with his wife. Like, he was married. This was a mistress. The mistress found them fucking around after. Like, what did you think was going to happen? If you caught the guy cheating on his wife, you really think he gave a fuck and not cheat on you after that?
It sounds like a soap opera.
Right?
Dun, dun, dun.
But that came out after the fact. Like, they were talking about that.
Well, I didn't hear anything about that. I saw the video.
Yeah.
That's all I saw.
Yeah, you know, social media fucks people's lives up.
Well, all right.
Don't do dumb shit.
Hey. So that concludes our episode.
Is that it?
That's it.
Bye. Bye. Thank you for joining the society.